If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today, I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle-cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, a 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit GoCurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Big day for those guys at Currency down there at the stadium tomorrow.
Oh, it's God. Black folders.
Black folders. Right? It's a blackout. So you have to bring everything in a black folder.
Will there be multiple people or just Carson?
It's that this Carson.
That's a good question.
Good question. Yeah. But he'll be roaming side to side on both sides of the stadium.
He acts as multiple people sometimes. Yes. He can't do that.
Yes.
He can do a lot of jobs.
Yeah.
He's
the answer for everything. All of a sudden, if you want to give an $18.90 donation, he'll do that right away.
Ooh.
He carries one of those, like when a waiter or waitress comes to your table and everything's online, they hand you the card right there. He has that. So if all of a sudden you stop by and it's after that big win on Saturday night, you see Carson like that, I'd like to help out $18.90. Not a problem here. Just punch your card in there and away you go.
Sign it.
Boom. With your finger. Perfect.
Carson will be there in black.
Yes.
Of course. All black. GoCurrency.com/careers. It is time for a Friday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is this going to be a bonanza? Right.
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
Oh, the king of remodels for kitchen, bathroom, whole house, and more. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Dinert Contracting.
Randy wouldn't let everybody know ahead of time what he's giving out for Halloween like that. So he'll be giving out parts of his craft. So high grade sandpaper and nails and some screws also.
Really?
So he has a Ziploc bag full of nails and screws and then some high grade sandpaper to hand out.
High grade.
Careful when you reach into the bag.
Yeah, yes.
After your
high grade sandpaper. How nice will that be if you come home? Did you get a banana? No, I didn't. I got some sandpaper. and I got some nails and some screws. And Randy just wants to promote the business.
Kennedy,
he wants to promote how to, at a young age, get involved in reconstruction.
Remodeling.
Yes.
And starting people off on the right foot.
On the right foot. So he'll be giving away high-end sandpaper for Halloween today.
Well, thank you, Randy. Please stop by Randy's house.
Kennedy would have liked that.
She would.
Yes, she would have.
We've had only one so far. Come on. Where is everybody?
We have legitimate full-size candy bars here.
We've had one. And Kennedy got here about 6:04. Since then, it's been a little. All we have is Greg in a chicken suit.
Does that count?
And McSafety.
And McSafety's
here, too.
I tell you, I'd like to have came as McSafety today.
That'd be good.
That'd been awesome.
I wish you would have.
Just come in with some donuts.
Hey, Greg made biscuits and gravy.
He did. Yes. I'm going to have some after the show.
Are you?
After the show.
Really good. I won't eat them on the air. I know you guys are worried. I won't. I just brought them in here so nobody eat them.
Thank you.
Well, today is Halloween, which matches well with our Friday Bill's Thrills.
Does.
And it's time for
what
someone.
Do we got?
Someone needs to sing over here.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this part.
I can't care.
He did the monster mash. It was the graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. He did the monster mash.
For my love.
Thank you.
Here's the part.
God.
If you go back and just cut the video, He does a head tilt. It was a monster mash. And then his head goes back to straight. And then he goes, it was a graveyard smash. And his head goes back to square.
It's
a
side mouth and the head tilt.
It's a side mouth and his head. It's like he talks into the side of the microphone. It was a monster mash. Then he squares back up. Then he comes back to it. It's the most remarkable thing I've ever witnessed.
Oh, come on.
You went side mouth into
the. You got to get in character.
Yeah,
a little bit.
You went in character.
And you did well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's just do this.
Thank you.
Okay, Monster match.
This is probably as good a weekend as I've ever seen.
Oh, seriously?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Starting off tonight.
Okay.
Interest level high. North Carolina at Syracuse.
Okay.
North Carolina at Syracuse. Fran Brown always has a bunch of interesting comments. I like Fran Brown. I like to hear what he has to say. They're playing the UNC's there. And then again, UNC has went away. 3 weeks ago, it was as if, how does he survive? Are they firing him today? You've heard nothing. He also hasn't won, though. Mm-hmm. It's not been like, well, he's changed the narrative.
There's been no Belichick we're talking
about. Yeah, there's been no change of narrative. He won a tight overtime game the other day, which was fun. Duke at Clemson. Ooh. Remember, Duke is still alive.
That's tomorrow, though, right?
Yes, tomorrow. Duke is still alive. They only have one loss in the
Duke
conference.
Is still alive.
So they're 5-3. Manny Diaz is still alive like that. The Fighting Frost at Baylor. That's an interesting game because there is that game's a hot seat for one side, not for Frost side, for the Baylor side. Very, very hot. 8-0 Navy. Also, there was an incredible upset last night.
What?
Texas San Antonio crushed Tulane. Crushed Tulane.
That.
And Tulane was one of the lead teams to make the playoffs.
You,
Summerall's the one that's talked about as the next head coach LSU. He's talked about.
It was 48-26.
Yeah.
48-26.
And the UTSA coach.
He's being
named
in Oklahoma State, but they were 3-4 and 1-2 in the league. They were not having a good year.
He's got some kind of beef. He went off on everybody after the game. We'll deal with that.
Summerall did?
No, the UTSA coach.
Oh, okay. Is that Jeff Traylor still?
Yeah, he went off on everybody. It was weird. Go ahead.
I'd like to know what that is. Yeah. Right, that's an interesting game. Arizona State minus their quarterback at Iowa State. Interesting.
Wait a second.
All of a sudden, Arizona State, they got three losses. Could be a fourth loss. I mean, all of a sudden, it's just interesting.
Yeah.
Dillingham's interesting like that. Just the whole idea like that. And Iowa State needs a win bad.
They do.
They need a win. I mean, you probably hear it all the time at Casey's.
You do.
There's a lot of people, bringing it up to
you.
Yeah,
I can't go anywhere.
Yeah, I figured
Dillingham,
that.
It is interesting if he loses four. Star begins to fade pretty fast.
Yeah, it's amazing how it goes. Oh, he had that 1 year. But interesting. New Mexico at UNLV. New Mexico kind of bounced back last week against the return of Bronco Mendenhall. UNLV has the one loss. Very, very interesting. I love this game here. This game is my next one I'd love to be at. Texas Tech at K-State. K-State kind of, we didn't hardly hit on that last week. They thumped Kansas
Lance,
pretty good.
Lance.
And then all of a sudden, Texas
Tech. They're 4-4 now, K-State.
Yeah.
Kind of back.
And Texas Tech going there, that's going to be an interesting one. I'm enamored with Michigan State at Minnesota.
Why are you so enamored?
Just to see what happens. It's two really poor, limited talented teams, fairly well coached. Probably above fairly well coached. Well coached teams. We know that what the PJ Fleck rowing the boat is like, but what happens in that game? It has 13-10 written all over it, is what it has written all over it. Virginia at Cal. Virginia at Cal. Wow. Virginia is undefeated in the ACC because the one loss they have, it was to an ACC team, but it didn't count. It was to North Carolina State, but it didn't count as an ACC game. Very interesting.
Bill,
Mississippi, go ahead.
I watched Cal versus Virginia Tech. Cal is surprisingly good.
Yeah, they are. Absolutely.
They are surprisingly good.
Imagine that flight. Where are you guys going to? We got to go from Virginia to Cal. Who's going to be there? There'll be about 22,000 people there. And there'll be more protesters about something than anything.
Hmm. Just keep your eyes forward, Bill.
Keep your eyes
forward.
As you told me going into the Bill, when you come to PBA, you're gonna walk through a protest. Keep your eyes forward. He told me. You go up this ramp, they're protesting on both sides, there are people picketing.
Don't stop.
Don't stop,
stare,
don't
just
get involved.
Walk.
Don't get involved. As he said, he's on the phone with me as I'm walking because Steve parked me at the parking ramp over 2 miles
away.
And I'm like, Steve's like, hey, he goes to me, he goes, hey, did you get a spot? I go, get a spot.
There's nobody
else
in here.
There's nobody in there, and the gates are open. I'm parking for free. There's no one here. And then it's snowing.
It was snowing.
It's snowing. I'm trying to get there, and I'm on the phone. Like, where do I go in at? He goes, oh, by the way, you're going to go up this ramp on the east side. Keep your head down. There's a protest going on.
Straight.
I laughed when Bill's like, you parked over there. Why? Because Sip told me to. Oh, well, that was bad advice.
I would just go to that parking garage right by the stadium. I go, really? That seems like okay.
It's kind of a long walk.
Really?
It was a long walk.
Next thing you know, I'm eating a hamburger down in Press Alley.
Standing up.
And Sybil, people are up to Sybil. They don't say it to me. They kind of just, they kind of sidebar Sybil. FYI, why is Bush here?
I got that like six times.
Why is Bush here? This game's another amazing one right here. Mississippi State at Arkansas. Mississippi State, the head coach is 0-15 in the league since he's been hired. And it's at Arkansas. That ship has kind of sailed on Petrino.
Has it sailed on Petrino?
I think so. They haven't won.
Because
you win this game, it's not like, well, we got it turned pretty good. We got Mississippi State knocked off. No, that's not the case like that. Arizona, Colorado, extremely interesting.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. Think of Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/earlybreak. That's Hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. Hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners, you'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Christine, Arizona State, Arizona playing decent. Colorado, must win. I'm going must win. Not that they're going to fire Deion.
No.
But just remember, think about this. Talk about that. Sometimes how things change with ADs jumping on board. I think it was during the craze the first year. And maybe it was year two. I don't know. But remember the AD had Deion's face on the inside of his sport coat? He had it on the inside of his sport coat.
That was weird.
That was very. But they showed him on the sideline. He opens it up and he's got a picture of Prime
on the
inside of his sport coat right there. I don't know if he's wearing that sport coat as much. But I'm just concerned about Coach Prime's health.
Sure.
And how can that hold up is interesting. That Kentucky at Auburn.
Wow.
Kentucky is in, they're just, right now Stoops is as hot as ever.
The hottest
what's
going
to What's going to happen with that situation? And also, Auburn is hot. If Auburn loses to Kentucky, imagine that seat.
I heard it on our show.
Gone right away.
I heard on one of our shows we listened to, Loser Leaves Town.
Yeah, it's about what it is.
Loser
Immediately,
leaves
right?
Town.
Immediately.
Yeah, immediately. Yes, yes.
Loser Leaves Town. Stoops lose, you're out. You lose, you're out. Out of town.
I couldn't agree more with that. Washington State, the Pac-2, the Palouse at Oregon State. I can't get
like
enough
this game,
of it.
Don't you?
The Pac-2. I mean, it's just two. And they're gonna play each other again in a couple weeks, which is beyond amazing.
I'm sorry,
I'm
so harsh.
Imagine it ends like in a walk-off field goal 2017. See you in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
See you in 2 weeks.
It's going to happen again just like that.
You see in the championship game? No.
No.
We're just going to play you again in 2 weeks.
Why? There's just no other
opponent. I tell you what, if there's a trophy for the Pac-12, That would be incredible. The two teams, and also there's a in your trophy case. There's a Pac-12 championship, and it's just the two
what
teams.
What year was that? Doesn't matter.
Don't worry about it.
We got a championship.
Don't worry. Did you guys play the Rose Bowl? No, don't worry about it. Hawaii at San Jose State.
Don't
epic.
Worry about it.
I can't wait to see it. Can't wait to see. Chang has him going over there at Hawaii.
Yeah, he's bowl eligible.
He's bowl eligible. Six and two.
They're 6-2
at San Jose State. Yeah, love it. There are some monster games that are going to be unbelievable to see. Yeah. I think the thing that really shocks me the most is that there's zero concern to talk of anything with Penn State and Ohio State. And that game was probably circled as maybe the premier game of the year.
Yep. Yeah.
Premier game of the year. Now it's a yawner.
Ooh, I got a question for Bill. This is where you have to educate. Why isn't Hawaii good every year? Isn't there talent on that island?
There's talent. It's always tough to keep some of the talent. I think they have a really good chance just from now on to be kind of like, you know what, we're just going to stay local. I think they can do a great job of, this is where we are, guys. I want to hear what's my NIL deal. Yeah, there isn't any. I mean, there really is. They're just
you live
just,
in Hawaii.
You live in Hawaii. That's pretty nice.
That's pretty good,
like that. And so, like I said, also, I love the old stadium. It was much better. They play in a slightly upgraded Northwestern stadium. Probably seats about 24,000. And it's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. I love the old one because it was a classic. It's Aloha Stadium, yeah. And that's where they used to play the Pro Bowl at. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of cool things about it. But I think that helps them a little bit to be able to do that. But yeah, why they're not a little bit better, I'm not sure. But wow, I think it's super impressive right now with what they're 6-2. It's great,
Timmy Chang.
Don't forget also, people are mentioning Nebraska at Wisconsin volleyball this evening.
Okay,
big match there also.
Okay, all right.
So, it is time before, one more time before we get to Shut Up, Sit, Bowl.
My surprise.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
It
caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
That is Bill's Thrills, the monster match. Thank you, Sip, for your singing. Thank you, Bill, for the matchup there. It is time to play
what?
The game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5.
We're doing it.
To win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. The record is 3-1, so winning week's already clinched. Today is a Friday. It is also Halloween.
Is it film Friday?
Oh, it is movie villains because it's Halloween today.
Okay. Movie villains.
And for two reasons, actually, because we cannot give the Trojans.
We had one trick-or-treater.
It's not over yet.
We had $400 worth of candy. We had one.
Shame on you, Breakers.
Kennedy,
we had candy
up
for you.
Shame on you, Breakers.
Yeah.
Jake went after the Breakers.
We had candy for you. Start off early. 464-5685. Shut Up, Sipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
Different music today. 464-5685. Call the down, Sip and Bill. In some Halloween villain trivia today.
I'm not good on these movies.
What do you think of this music?
It's the Halloween 1978 music.
It is?
Yeah. Michael Myers is coming for you right now with that music right there.
Wow.
Yes.
I like this.
Yes. Phil. Do you feel good about Phil? Movie villains today, Phil.
Yep. I'm good.
Okay.
That's not good for us.
No, you guys
are
in trouble.
When someone randomly says, I know all villains in movies, that's not good for us.
All right, Phil. No, this should be an easy start. Let's see how this goes. Phil, first question.
Oh, that's new.
What is the name of the villain in Friday the 13th in Part 2 and Beyond?
Jason Voorhees.
Brilliant!
I didn't know the last name.
Did you?
I knew the first name. That was it.
Do you know what he wears? What's he known for?
Now, the hockey mask.
Hockey mask. Yeah, all right. You got that.
I'm not into scary movies or going at all that. You know why? They scare me.
Right.
So never been a thing ever. I've been like, God, I hope today I get the crap scared out of me. And every day I wake up, God, I hope Laura gets me with something today where I just scream. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, awesome. 1-0 lead for Phil.
Nightmares for years.
No, hold on. Yeah. You got to lock in here because I'm not going to know these.
First question, Sip, to tie it up. What is the name of the villain in A Nightmare on Elm Street?
I think I know that.
I don't know. Go ahead.
Was that Freddy Krueger?
think I would have came to it eventually. But yeah. Okay, we're in this thing, Steve.
That question right.
Now we're in. Freddie.
Back to you, Phil, for the lead. What is the name of the clown villain in It?
Pennywise.
Okay, who is this?
Pennywise.
Why did Jake text you the question?
Hey, now I would say this. I knew that one too.
You had Pennywise?
Oh yeah.
Oh wow.
You've done it before. I mean, it's fine.
I've changed. That was the only one I didn't change.
Okay,
that
so we're doing repeat questions.
Nope, only that. I changed the other one. I changed the other ones. This is a new question.
Okay.
For the tie, Bills in play.
Lock in.
What is the name of the villain Saint Bernard dog that goes on a killing rampage in the early 80s after getting bit by a bat? It's a Saint Bernard.
I've
never even heard of the show. I don't even know what this even is. Yeah.
So this is well
just
known.
Think of a name. It's well known.
Well known. I think most people.
Like Cujo.
Brilliant.
Cujo is correct. Cujo is right.
That is unbelievable. We're in overtime.
We're in overtime against Phil.
I was waiting for wah wah wah.
Yeah,
nope,
Cujo.
Nope.
Right.
We're in this thing.
Good job.
Okay. Here we go. How old was Cujo?
No, this was this goes to you
I know
guys.
We got to regroup because we didn't expect to be an overtime.
No, we did not expect to be here.
You can collaborate with Bill here. You guys put the number out there.
Okay.
All right. What is the film length of the original Halloween movie from 1978? This music was the
thing.
Hang on.
Is it minutes or is it
hours
and
minutes, please? Hours and minutes. 1978 Halloween, Michael Myers.
If you write down a number, I'll write down a number.
Okay.
You guys can collaborate here. Phil will go over under your answer here.
So we're just
right
going in the middle?
Go in the middle of it.
Like 152?
Yep.
152.
1 hour and 52 minutes is the guess. Phil, are you over or under that?
I will go under.
Under an hour 52? 1 hour and 31 minutes for Halloween.
I should have known on that one because
late earlier.
There's just not a lot of, you know, it's not, people are just getting like, you know, butchered and stuff. So I don't know. How long does that go? You know, it's like, it's not 2.5 hour show. It's not. It wasn't like, hey, remember the scene, you know, from.
Don't beat yourself up.
Yeah. Hey, you guys get to overtime. You got two questions.
Overtime.
You got
Cujo
and you got Freddy
Krueger.
We're
not. Thank you. For
Phil, congrats. You win bagels.
Phil was like an expert on this.
Happy Halloween, Phil. Enjoy the bagels.
Thanks, guys. Hey, Sip, good work today. You didn't even have to use Ghostface.
Yeah.
Oh,
Ghostface just screamed from the best. I changed the question besides the one.
Thank you. And thanks for calling.
There we go. Phil's a champ.
Phil.
Yeah, Phil deserves it.
He gets bagels for Halloween.
He said he felt great about it.
He did.
Yes.
God, we pushed him, though.
You did. You got to overtime.
Yeah.
Cujo.
Yeah.
Where'd that come from? Where'd you find that in your brain?
A dog. I've heard of a dog, Cujo. I didn't think it was part of the movie. Yeah. But whatever. I'll take it. It's good.
Yeah,
we got to overtime.
We got bit by a bat.
I mean, we should have.
He was a nice dog. Then the bat bit him, and then he turned into an evil dog.
We didn't even hit
people on
Scream at all. There's like seven screams. Isn't there Scream 1 through 7?
And Ghostface is the villain there.
Yeah.
When we come back, we got a guest from USC. Ryan Abraham
awesome.
Of USCFootball.com joins us next on Early Break on the Ticket.